We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 17th of December, 2011. The phone number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. We have some open lines if you want to jump on board. Otherwise, I got a lot of other information I can share with you, but I want to take Betty in North Carolina. Thank you so much for holding on as long as you have, Betty.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Darren.
Sure.
I'll ask a question first, and in fact, they're all questions. I'm finding it very difficult to ascertain the signing of this detention defense bill by the president. I know that on the 15th, the White House issued something saying that since the bill had come to him, he would sign it. I'm correct on that?
Yes.
They're voting.
Okay. Are they voting on that right now, that bill?
My understanding was it had already been signed.
No, I you can't ascertain it on the computer, I'll tell you that.
Well, are you looking at, I believe the bill number was S-1867.
S-1867, all right.
If that's the same bill number, unless they changed the bill number.
All right.
Originally they had S-1253, and they dispensed with that one and went to a different one, which is S-1867.
S-1867, good. What I'm trying to do is ascertain the wording of it, and the closest I'm coming to the wording in the section that we're talking about is, can I read Section 4 to you so that you can tell me if this is what you're referring to? I need
well,
to share.
Well, I can tell you it was actually
okay.
Sections 1031 and
okay.
1032.
I'm trying to bring those up so I can share them with people, and I think you've answered all my questions. Perhaps one last statement might be the Internet is very bad about showing that he has signed it clearly, and I'm wondering if they're waiting until January 3rd when the Iowa thing with Ron Paul is going to be held and wait until after that before he signs it. Is
well,
that a possibility?
He's
already
Paul
said it.
Doesn't actually talk about it?
Yeah, well, it's 99 and 99 100% because the White House came out and said, we are going to sign this.
Right.
So that's pretty
well,
nice.
No
but he hasn't done it yet.
Go ahead. I'm
I don't
sorry.
Think. I'm sorry. I don't think he's done it yet. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, okay. I'll tell you what. I'll look it up. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. And we'll ferret this out one way or the other. But either way, it has been passed by Congress, and I believe it's been signed officially. But he will sign it. He's already said he would. All right. We'll be back here in a moment. Stay with us.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on. Well, I've went to Thomas, and I have looked up S-1867, and it may very well be that that the president hasn't signed it yet. She may very well be right on that. However, there's another slew of bills that are related bills, and I don't know if they're still working. I believe they're still working on 1867 as the prime bill for the National Defense Authorization Act, but that was my understanding that it had already been signed. Either way, I think he's going to sign it. I wouldn't put any faith in what this clown in the Oval Office is going to do. But anyway, let's go back to the phones and Ron in Missouri. Maybe he can shed some light on this. Ron.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
You go to theinformationcorner.com. Sam, the other day, he put like 50 different stories of this bill on his website. It's just going wild.
Okay.
And if you go to the left corner, all of the names and all the stuff is on the left side, all of his news stories. And so it's very clear, you know, it's not one of these websites where there's 2 million things, you know what I'm saying to you. It's a very simple website. And on the right side is the player, if you want to listen to what he's doing. And theinformationcorner.com and naturalnews.com also is doing a very good resource with this 1867.
Are you aware, do you know whether or not, if he's officially signed it yet? Because my information, my understanding was he signed it on the 15th, but maybe I have that messed up. And I, by the way, I want to say I appreciate Betty calling in. This is the advantage of having a program like this, because we can a lot of times get folks to call in and, get to the truth of the matter. So I don't know if you've been following this at all. You know if it's actually officially been signed or not?
Well, the way I thought it was that it passed the Senate. It had to go back to a House resolution to work out differences, and I don't know. I have not heard that he signed it, but hopefully somebody can. I thought it was still sent back to the House for a resolution committee.
Okay, well, it may very well be then. Okay, well, that's good. Maybe somewhere along the way it'll die.
Well, what's sad is in our state, Blunt, who says, quote, I'm a Republican, signed this thing.
I mean, see, the bill, they're going to pass some version of this.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I think that's a foregone conclusion. The question is what's in it, you know, and the dangerous provisions certainly need to be dropped, but I just don't have any confidence at all, you know, that this thing is going to be done by any of these people.
Well, if they do drop it, you know they're going to put it in another bill piece by piece somewhere
else.
Right,
yeah, all the dirty tricks.
So they never really drop it.
Right.
Anyway, I let you get the other callers, and you're doing a real good show there.
Well, I appreciate it, Ron. Thank you so much. And I just want to say again, I appreciate all the callers who call in. And, you know, you folks, your contributions, your courage to face the truth. You know, these are very unpleasant things to talk about and to look at. And I see people. I talk to people. Some people are geared toward, you know, open-minded enough and are willing to listen to you. A lot of people will shut right down. And I know all of you people out there who've been in this for any length of time, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Their eyes will glaze over. They might even roll their eyes if they're not as polite as some. They might roll their eyes. And they don't want to hear it. They just don't want to face it. They can't. For some reason, whether it's worrisome to them or they just don't want to be bothered by it. But there are a lot of people that will focus on it, will listen to what you have to say, and even do their own research. Those are my kind of people. And I know you people out there, you folks, would not be listening to a network like this or a radio program like this if you weren't that kind of person. You have the moral fortitude, the moral concern, and it is a morality issue. Unless you're on the other side, unless you're a federal agent who are being paid to monitor a program like this. We know it's come out in recent days that the FBI has contracted with a company to record Patriot radio programs, really all talk radio, not just Patriot shows, to be used as potential evidence. This is something that's just come out in the media not too long ago. And so we know that they do these sort of things, and I would just say if you're an agent working on the other side, you need to really think about what you're a part of. You really need to consider what you're helping to bring about. Do some soul searching. Because the vast majority of us out here, oh, there might be one or two, you know, people who go off the deep end and say certain things they shouldn't say or maybe even do certain things they shouldn't do. The vast majority of the people who are in contact with this network and who listen to this network are just concerned Americans. We're seeing our freedoms and our liberty disappear before our eyes. We're seeing our wealth being stolen by a central banking cartel that overtly steals it and covertly steals it through inflation and manipulation of the money supply. What is money? Well, that's a good question. But it's certainly not this funny green stuff or the digits in a bank account that are electronic in nature. The whole thing is built upon sand, upon a faulty foundation in the first place. And we're seeing our money situation stolen from us. We're being turned into slaves. We have been turned into slaves. When you work harder and harder and harder and you have less buying power, you heard Patrick earlier calling from England how much money it costs to fill their gas tank over there. Inflation, folks, and the manipulation of commodities, the manipulation of energy prices. It's all a form of thievery. And this is what we try to do every day on this network, is to shed the light on the criminality in the hopes that people's eyes out there will be open. And so we all can come together in a forum like this and figure out what to do about it. And so those of you who may be working on the other side, you better think about what you're a part of. Because those of us who believe someday we're going to stand before our Maker, and we're going to give an account of what we did here when we were on this planet, I would not want to be one that helped to introduce and help along the system that's coming down, that's being built today. I would not want to try to have to defend myself against that. All right. I do want to say also, if you can support the network, they need your help. Welcome to all of you folks who are listening on KHFX, AM 1140 Dallas, Fort Worth, as well as all of our micro stations. Thank you so much to all the micro broadcasters for carrying the network. The RBN archives are available for $1.33 a month. You can pay more if you want. That would be very greatly appreciated if you can do so. You can subscribe online. The generic RBN business card. This is a great way to spread the message. Ladies and gentlemen, you're looking for solutions? Leave them on people's wipers. Leave them in library books, public restaurants and restrooms. Any place you go, slip one in there. The business cards are available for $10 per 100, which includes free bumper stickers, free shipping, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. You can, again, go online, order from republicbroadcasting.org, or you can send a check or a money order, speaking of the funny money system. While it's still worth anything, do it quickly, to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, that is in Round Rock, Texas, and the postal zone is 78664. Once again, Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can call and pledge your support during business hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719 during business hours, Monday through Friday. All right, when we come back, I'll take John in Massachusetts, and we'll continue with some other information as well. Stay with us. This is Govern America. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places. Worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. The tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad.
This is Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. Mark writes, he says, the Senate passed S-1867 by a vote of 93-7. He says, despite all the hoopla about Obama signing this into law, since Congress had already passed this, he says, the Senate passed it 93-7. He says, if the Senate passes a bill with a vote of over two-thirds majority, it overrides Obama regardless of whether he vetoes it or signs it. Well, I don't think it's any question he's going to sign it because he's a traitor to this country. I did see another article which said that many of the powers that this would give him, he actually asked for. So, you know, he's just playing political games, trying to make himself look good. It's not going to work. he's a figurehead. He does as he's told. And that's just the way I see it. All right, let's go back to the phones. John in Massachusetts. Do we have John?
Hi, Darren. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you?
Good, good. I'd just like to say amen to your comments just before the break about one day having to give an account, and so that was great. I'd also like to thank Janan from Texas. She's a nice lady, and her comments about the listeners was, you know, appreciated. And it was kind of like synchronicity, because you had mentioned about just before the break, too, about the money system and this phony money system. And so I'm sure you're probably aware of it, but I would like to bring your listeners up to speed on a fellow that probably is the best expert on the phony money system that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now on the network, Bruce McCarthy. He's on Sunday mornings, basically. He starts the same hour as you do, 8 o'clock on Sunday mornings. And
oh,
it's,
good.
Yeah, and it's
yeah. We were going to bring him on as a guest on the show. He sent me his book, and I still want to do that.
Okay, great.
If he's willing. I mean,
I'm sure
his own show now, but we can certainly promote his show.
I'm sure he'd be willing. No problem there. But he's, and it's kind of good because it's like an hour show. It's concentrated, and it's he throws in a lot of Bible, and so it's like almost a substitute for church. For free. I would almost recommend starting the day off with, we're starting a Sunday off with him, because it's probably better than going to most of our churches today.
Exactly.
The other thing, too, that I want to bring to your attention is a couple of things on the food issue that you had brought up earlier about how important the food is and the food.
Mm-hmm.
Food. I think you had mentioned that DVD, The Future of Food and stuff. Werner, who I've been fortunate enough to get to know through RBN, Werner, I'm sure you, and I know you know who.
Yes,
Werner.
Yeah, I do.
And, but he recommended quite something really good about, and then, of course, if Werner recommends something to do with food, it's, you take it seriously. But he's promoting this, he told me about this interview with Dr. Mercola, and he said that to check it out. It's on YouTube, and you can do a search for it. But anyway, it's this interview that this Dr. Mercola has with this guy called Don Huber. I don't know
mm-hmm.
if you've ever heard of him.
No, I've heard of Dr. Mercola, though.
Right, right, but it's quite good. It's got to do with the soil and what's going on with the soil. So I recommend that to you and your listeners. And also, I think pretty soon I don't know if you've heard of this Christine Canty. She's part of the Weston Price Foundation, and she's actually from this area here, not too far away from where I am, about 20 miles away from here. And she put up.
I'm not sure.
Well, you may have heard, you probably didn't hear of her, but what she put out was a thing called, she was responsible for putting out a DVD, and I guess it's somewhat, I'm not really sure, but it's if it's not available yet, it soon will be, but it's a DVD called Farmageddon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I have heard of that.
Yeah, and I can maybe give you a call off air or whatever, and maybe
sure.
give you her contact information.
I'll tell you what, call me later on this afternoon. You know, maybe, I don't know what time zone you're at, but I'm on Eastern, sometime after maybe 3 in the afternoon.
Sure, sure.
That'd
be great, because, you know, I think she'd make a great interview, and she's a real nice person, too. So,
okay, very good,
Yeah, that'd be great. I think you'd be really interested in that. So.
Yeah, my heart is definitely with the farmers, and the whole agricultural thing is very, very important.
Well, I know. I know it is. So thank you very much for everything, and keep up the great work. And like I said, I second Janan's. I'd like to say thank you for all the callers too. You got a great show. So.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate it, John. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. God bless.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll talk to you later on.
I will. Yep.
All right.
Bye-bye.
When we come back, we have Craig in Ontario. We'll get to you, and also around in Missouri. I think he's back. So maybe he has a follow up on the bill, the National Defense Authorization Act. I don't know. We'll find out, though. Stay with us. Final half hour of Govern America is straight ahead.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Governor America. Once again, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. With regard to the National Defense Authorization Act, Jim writes, he says, Darren, it's all very simple. He says, we are awake to their evil, Waco, Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City, 9/11, etc. He says, of course they view everyone that is not drinking the Kool-Aid as the enemy. Now I ask people, name me one area of your life that the government hasn't got its fingers in. I get a glazed over look. But what has the government ever did for you? Can't name one. Another glazed over look. He says, you're too nice. Traitorous scum. Can't begin to describe these criminals. Anyway, that's Jim in Arizona. Thank you so much for that, Jim. Let's go back to the phones. We have a few more calls here. Craig in Ontario, line 3. Craig, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Darren. Thanks for taking the call. Just want to say I also really appreciate that woman. What a sweet message. She phoned in a couple callers back. Thank you for that lovely message. The reason I called, you know, I'm very, very confused, and hopefully some get some callers chiming in on this, but it's the whole Ron Paul issue. I mean, mm-hmm. I listened to RBN now for about 3 years since I woke up, and if we were to look at your political system, we know everybody, almost everybody is compromised, either blackmailed or say if someone is totally clean, they'll say, you know what, you really love your family, don't you? So you're going to vote this way in the next bill. You know, my darkest moments, I think that's how your government has worked or has been corrupted. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we look at Ron Paul. He's known as Dr. No. He always votes no, no, no. But yet he has never had one single bill of his own pass through. He's been a part of the system for so long. He is a Freemason, possibly a Rosicrucian, too, and I can send you a link or somewhere afterwards where people can look at these connections.
Yeah, I would like to see some documentation on that because I know the rumors have flown for a long time about him being a Freemason. And I think, well, if I could, I think it was based upon him giving a speech at some place. I don't know if it was a university or what have you, but there were some Masonic symbols in the back. And I don't know that that's ever been proven. So to be fair, you know, I've been a critic myself when nobody else, really not very many people anyway, were critics. And that's basically of Ron Paul, based exclusively really on his votes in favor of most favored nation trading status with the communist Chinese.
Okay.
He's got a good record on a lot of things. And I certainly his words on the Federal Reserve are very important. I think he's helped to wake up a lot of people in the mainstream. And I don't think anybody can really take that away from him. So I'm trying to be fair here.
Yeah, I know. That's your role.
I don't think, and this is just my opinion, and people can vote for him if they want, and maybe that's, you know, that's all fine. You know, I'm not going to tell you not to. Okay, but I think putting the weight of the entire republic upon the shoulders of one man is probably not the wisest thing to do.
Perfectly
and
well.
I think there's no way that Ron Paul is going to turn this whole thing around. If you're looking for heroes, then I would say you're going to have to look in the mirror. You know, Ron Paul, if he's well-intentioned, hopefully he is, he can maybe be a force in within that would work to turn it around. I hope that, you know, that's the case. I don't know, Mr. Paul. All I can say is that he's not going to do it by himself, and this has been my concern about the whole bandwagon of everybody pushing Ron Paul out there is because I think people kind of tend to look at him as some sort of savior. That he's going to bail us out of this mess. No, he's not going to bail us out of this mess. We've got to be our own heroes. And that's been really my message all along.
You know, and that really echoes with a lot of sort of the Christian message about not having any heroes whatsoever. Like, you've got to do it on your own. Your idols, right? And put it this way, if he were to get in for some, all of a sudden he has been elected by the Republicans, look at who his VP is going to be and watch for a bullet like Kennedy. You know, I hate to be so cynical, folks who are listening, about Ron Paul, but the system, your system is so corrupt, and he's just not, personally, again, my own opinion, he's not going to make a difference. You've got to get all of them out of there and maybe just change your system because look what's happening. This, you know, S-1867 signed by that Obama around the 20th anniversary. What is your one of your amendments for freedom or whatever? Like,
yeah, and now there seems to be some kind of contention or question as to whether he really has signed it yet.
Right.
So, you know, either way, I think if he hasn't, he's going to. And, you know, maybe that's negative on my part. But I look at it like this. The federal government has been progressing, increasingly encroaching upon our freedoms and our liberties and our property and everything that has historically made this country great. We have seen the federal government take over the automobile industry. And, you know, and I'm talking about General Motors just recently. We've seen them interfering with the free market. We've seen the pump and dump schemes with Wall Street, you know, stock market's up, stock market's down. You know, I mean, the list is endless. You could go on and on and on forever. But the point is that we have to affect those areas which are closest to us, those things that we can actually make a difference in. And even if they pass this legislation, if we have our sheriff's department well-versed on the Constitution, well-versed on defending, on their role as a sheriff in our county, that will stop it. If we have our state legislators on board, which I admit is an uphill fight anymore, I mean, we've got a lot of worthless leadership here in Michigan. We have a worthless governor, in my opinion, that's completely selling this state out to the communist Chinese. So, and that's not unique to Michigan. We've talked about that on the program in the past. But if we can, but there are a lot of legislators who are ignorant of all these issues. And they're there because some of these folks were business people, and they don't like the direction of their state government as far as it affecting their business. So they went in, deciding to make a difference, and for whatever reason. But they don't understand the real issues and the real reasons why a lot of these things are happening on a state level. If we can begin to meet with them, as many have, and educate them, approach them, even if it's only for short periods of time, calling up and scheduling an appointment, then, hey, I'd like to talk to you. I got something to tell you. And then presenting them with information that's highlighted and documented, stuff that they can read through and understand. This is what needs to happen. And a lot of the legislators will appreciate that. We know from the past that they've said things to that effect. So, and of course, your city council.
That's right. That's the work you guys got to do. To me, I'd say get rid of your idol. Get out, talk to your fellow American folks, especially get to your sheriffs, because it sounds like you guys have a good solution if you can cement that power that you have, that constitutionally based power in your sheriff, versus up here in Canada. I don't think we've got a chance. I don't think we have that luxury of having a good separation. I mean, you know, our police folks, the higher ones, are going down being trained by the FBI. Why? What the heck are they being trained by the FBI for? I mean, we know why, this whole security perimeter garbage that's been thrust upon us. But
yeah.
I think we're just a couple of steps behind you guys in the march towards this whole police state.
Well, you know, if they get their North American Union nonsense in place, Craig, you know, you'll be a part of us. I mean, it'll all be a European Union here of the West.
Then I feel like going over to Michigan and joining up with some of the militia folks. We don't have that in Canada.
Don't be a terrorist now.
Oh, that's it. Now, yes, dear Spook, whoever's monitoring me right now, please listen. It's because we care. Really, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
We just care. That's why we're listening.
All right.
Thank you so much,
Darren,
for all your work.
Thanks so much, Craig. I appreciate the call there.
All right.
Yeah. Let's take Ron in Missouri. Ron.
Howdy. I wanted to call back because I heard you talk about this media monitoring. I can prove that for a fact. 2 years ago in St. Louis, in a little town called Kirkwood, Missouri, we had a gentleman named Cookie Thornton that killed two or three cops, shot the mayor, just went nuts. Well, the city of Kirkwood harassed him and harassed him and harassed this man. He had a business. It was just constant years of harassment. He just lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I called in the KMRX radio here, and I said, first of all, I would not do what he has done. However, and I put the word in, however, I can understand why he did that. Well, I found out some days later that the FBI was roaming around my neighborhood trying to find people that knew me and interviewing people. And everyone that told me this, I said, well, why didn't you give them my name and number and tell them where I live and come over and talk to me? I'll be happy to say what I said to them in person.
Wow.
And they go, you can't live that way. They really wanted to arrest you. I said, first of all, I have a security clearance at like five government agencies because I have vending machine contracts. I'm not that hard to find.
Hmm.
And I told all of them, I said, I'm not scared. I said, we still do live in a free America, sort of. And I, and
in theory, anyway.
Yeah, right. And I told all these people, I said, why are you living in fear if you believe in Jesus, which I don't get this, if you believe in Jesus, why do you live in fear? I didn't say I would do it. I said I could understand why he would do something like that. When you just get pressed against the wall, you feel like you have no other option.
Mm-hmm.
So I can prove that they do listen to KMOX and nothing else.
yeah, exactly.
Hey, Alan.
Well, that's the concern that I have with all of this. You know, as things get more and more economically dire, you know, we have more people backed into a corner, like you said. You know, desperate people do desperate things. And so this is why, you know, to whatever extent we can, we're going to have to get, if we're going to get through this, we got to help each other, you know. And I think that starts with education, but it also starts with, you know, trying to get your neighbor at least to look at the possibility maybe of self-sufficiency, you know. I don't know, you know, they've got laws. My understanding is they have laws on the books against hoarding, so you need to figure out your strategy, what you're going to do. I guess if you have neighbors that you can't work with, you got to keep it quiet, you know, what you're doing. But it's so much better if you can work together, you know, because ultimately you need each other, and somebody can have their ear to the ground when you can't and have your back. But I guess that depends upon the people that are involved as well. Anything else, Ron? Do we still have them? Okay, Ron, thanks for the call. All right, we have some time left before the break. Let's go to Arthur. Arthur, line 4. You're on the air.
Good morning, Darren.
Good morning.
All right, on this S-1867,
mm-hmm.
I've had a copy of this ever since the day it was passed last week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to explain to people how I find these things, because apparently people are having trouble. If you go to thomas.lock.loc.gov/home/thomas.php, when you get to that page, you click on Bills Resolution. Then you click on, in the right column, you click on Search Bill Text. In the Enter Search, type in exactly H.R. 1540-National Defense Authorization Act for Fiscal Year 2012, public print. You hit search, and you will get, right at the very top, National Defense Authorization Act for Fiscal Year 2012, public print, PP, House Resolution 1540.PP. You can download it PDF form. It is dated December 1st, 2011. This is the one that they passed, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, you're talking a process here. S stands for Senate. HR is House Resolution. And you want to be looking for the House resolutions, because these are the ones that will go before the final vote. This is the piece that Obama, if he hasn't signed it, is going to sign. From the best of my knowledge, he's already signed it.
So you believe that he has signed H.R. 1540?
From what I've been able to gather, I believe he has. has, but if he has not, he will be signing it before the first.
Okay. Yeah, I do have that as a related bill to S-1867. That's why I know they were working on a number of different bills, and
right,
I guess that's probably where the confusion lies.
Right. And there's six of these H.R. 1540s going back to April 14th of this year.
Yeah.
But the latest one is the last one is the one that you want to look at, and that's the public print, which is dated December 1st, 2011.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
All right, no problem. Great show. Have a great one.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate the call. And folks, I'll read you the list of related bills. I'll tell you what, we're just about up to break down. When we come back from the break, I'll go ahead and read you the list of related bills. And if you want, you're so inclined, you can look all these up and compare them or look at the current status of them. All right, I'll do that right after we come back from the break. Stay with us. This is Govern America. Final segment of the program is straight ahead.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Governor America, I'm Darren Weeks. Just a program note. Next week is Christmas Eve, so I will not be here on a live basis. We will have a rebroadcast next week, but I will. I do plan on returning the following week, which I guess would be New Year's Eve, to do the final show of 2011. And so I hope you'll join me then. Before the break, I had mentioned that I wanted to read the companion bills to the National Defense Authorization Act, which we've been talking about here. There had been the bill that we've been talking about is S-1867. There is also H.R. 1540, which the caller mentioned, Arthur had mentioned before the break, H.R. 1540. There is H.R. 1894, 1894. There is S-240, S-1106, S-1254, S-1255, S-1256, and S-1777. These are the ones that are related, that they have listed related to S-1867. Now, there could very well be other bills as well. So it's some interesting research for those who want to do it, want to take the time and go through and ferret out exactly what's going on with these bills. But certainly educate your sheriffs, folks, because whatever comes down the pipe at a federal level, it does not have to apply at a state level. I don't care what these people say about the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution or what have you. If we get it stopped at a county level, they cannot touch you if the sheriff will come out and arrest them when the time comes. We have a number of different initiatives taking place right now to get your firearms. We have people going on the shooting rampages, which I believe much of this is engineered for the purpose of making firearms being villainized. We have the Fast and Furious program, which we've talked a lot about on this program, going on along the border. And we know in recent days that they have done everything they could to finance the drug cartels as well as to arm them. And we've talked a lot about that on this program. But I just want to leave you with a thought, folks, that regardless of what happens here, this thing is not over. And I want to challenge you to never, ever, ever give up. Because as long as we all draw breath, and long as we can think coherently, as long as we have the ability to decide for ourselves and to rebel in the sense that we take a stand against the tyranny, there's always hope. There's always the possibility of turning it around, no matter how bleak it looks. And I want to leave you with that because I believe that. Otherwise, why would I be sitting here? What would be the point in wasting my time? Because it would be a waste of time. You folks out there have it within your ability to make a difference. So I challenge you to keep on with your shoulder to the wheel and do what you can. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for your calls. Phil Posderick, Positively Unconstitutional is up next on the network. God bless you, folks, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
The next